The U.S. Open is coming to Pittsburgh next June at Oakmont Country Club. Golf's biggest stars will compete at the 125th U.S. Open, and a variety of daily and weekly ticket packages are now available. Give the gift of golf this holiday season. No venue has hosted more U.S. Opens than this iconic course, and the world's best players will be challenged at Oakmont for a record 10th time in 2025. Visit usopen.com/tickets today to witness golf history.
When you share your food, you share your heart. So what's on your table this holiday season? Save on your festive feast at Kroger with delicious deals on all the holiday classics. Or wow the crowd with something new, like a quinoa stuffed butternut squash. It's sure to add a pop of color to your spread. How about a sweet potato casserole with a crunchy oat streusel topping? Made with care for the sweet tooth and the savory tooth. With Kroger, fill your table with love and watch as your guests' hearts get as full as their bellies. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The GAA has announced that it's going to charge for under 16-year-olds to attend higher division league games for the first time from next year. And Off the Ball's GAA correspondent Tommy Rooney is with me on the line. Tommy, why has this move come about?
Afternoon, Andrea. Yeah, the GAA released their ticketing arrangements for the 2025 Allianz Leagues yesterday afternoon. They said that prices are remaining at €20 for adults and €15 for senior citizens for the Division 1 and 2 Football League games and Division 1A and 1B hurling games. But they have introduced a €5 charge on children's tickets, so under 16s, for all Division 1 and 2 fixtures in football and Division 1A and 1B in hurling. So they've said that it's due to health and safety concerns after a number of issues that arose at club games this year. Now, we know of one or two incidents that would have occurred around the country, but I don't know many more beyond that, but that's what they're saying is the reasons. And after consultation with other counties and to assist with event control and health and safety protocols for fixtures that attract bigger attendances, they've introduced this charge for under 16s. Now, it's worth noting that that charge isn't in play for the lower divisions in hurling and
it's
football.
It's just the first and second.
It's just the first and second division, yeah. So, you know, you can get into the Division 3 and 4 Football League game or hurling game for anywhere between €8 and €12. So, you know, ticket prices for the leagues, you know, aren't extortionate. You know, they're pretty low. If we compare them to other sports, you know, we're talking about an international rugby game now, it's different. It's not like championship in football or hurling, but the prices are, you know, extraordinary in some of the games around Ireland games at the minute, and, you know, those conversations are happening. But it probably has caused a little bit of discontent that this was brought in.
When they talk about the health and safety, that this the health to look at the event management and health and safety protocols for some fixtures that attract the larger attendances. Like, I know here on this show, Tommy, we have talked many, many times about incidents that have happened, more so with club games rather than league games, and people talking about, you know, crowd control measures, etc., and stewards and all that goes with that. Is that part of the reason for this, then?
Yeah, that seems to be it, Andrea. Like that, look, the Wexford in Wexford earlier this year, in September, Wexford GAA insisted that unaccompanied juveniles could no longer be admitted free to their championship games following an incident at one of their senior hurling quarterfinals where I think there was a young girl attacked by a group at the venue, right? So that was reported in the Irish Examiner at the time, and it was spoken about a couple of small but serious incidents that had happened with teenage children at some of their games. They were obviously getting in for free and whatever's happening. I'll be honest, Andrea, when I'm working at a game, you know, I don't necessarily notice that there's groups of kids clustering about. And like, I do think on one hand, we've got to be very clear with this. Like, you want children going to sporting events. You don't want kids priced out of going to Anniston. But you also have to listen that if there are issues or if issues have arisen in the last little while, that you can understand in ways that bringing in a €5 charge. Now, that clocks up very quickly for a family of three.
Well, the GAA will face criticism when any time we talk about issues that have happened, you know, over stricter measures, and perhaps they feel that maybe this might be one way to try and eliminate this. Like, there's a text in from Philip in Cork who says, I'd get over the GAA charging a fiver for people under the age of 16, but it's the fact that they have to be brought with the ticket has to be bought with an adult ticket over also. You've plenty of responsible under 16-year-olds. So it now means that anybody at 14 and 15 who wants to go to the game, they basically have to go with a parent.
Yeah, That is a good point. Yeah, and that is something as well that it has to be bought with an adult alongside them. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. It's I suppose it's worth keeping an eye on. Is that something that they'll stick to throughout 2025? Or is it something that'll stay as a permanent fix? You know, I wonder, is it something that they'll look at again down the line? But it's certainly been brought in for next year, yeah.
Lucy is with us on the line in Dublin. Lucy, you've been listening to Tommy and the charge for those under the age of 16. Can you understand the reason for it?
I suppose after listening to Tommy, I can understand it a little bit more. And my first reaction, and probably the reaction of a lot of people who may not kind of be aware of gangs of kids going and maybe having a bit of a fracas between themselves because there isn't any adult supervision. I can understand it, but I think the problem is that, like, a lot of families, these are like big day outs that they do as families. Like, there are, of course, there are families who go to rugby matches and, you know, Irish football matches and, you know, that kind of thing. But it's much more common for families to go to GAA matches, certainly from the matches I've been at, that you'd see big gangs. So the costs add up for families, if you're talking about it, particularly, I don't know how much in Dublin, but down the country, they would follow, go to every match for the whole season. And that adds up to quite an amount on top of travel and everything else, because my wee lad's under 11s now, and on Saturday we're going to the Crokes are in the Ladies All-Ireland Final. And so, like, we'll be going, but we'll have the sandwiches in the tinfoil going and everything else. You know, so it does start to add up a lot for families who would go to every single match. I understand the logic of it. I do understand they've got to do something. I'm wondering, do they have to blanket it to all kids? Can they not say, like, per teens and up have to pay a fiver? And then the younger kids who wouldn't be going with their parents anyway wouldn't be charged. That could be a compromise around it to try and reduce this level of, you know, if there is an element of misbehaviour by teens who are on their own, which isn't that common. That's the exception to the rule. Most teenagers are actually good kids and they don't do this kind of thing. You know, so it's a bit of, I suppose I'm a bit on the fence for a change with this one. Like, I can see both sides.
Yeah, yeah. Look, and I know a lot of people too are probably thinking, you know, like, it's a fiver. And when you look at the level of entertainment that it provides, an encouragement for younger people as well to get into the sport, a lot of people too would see it as good value. John is with us in Roscommon. You think it's good value, John?
Oh, it is great value, yeah. If it was a youth disco and it went up a fiver, there wouldn't be a word about it. You wouldn't be talking about it at all today if it was a youth disco.
It's a fair point.
Not a word about it. And if it went up a tenner, the youth disco, there wouldn't be a word about it.
And the idea that Lucy mentioned, John, I don't know if you heard Lucy a few moments ago, that, you know, like, her point, I suppose, is around teenagers, basically, those in, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, being charged entry payment and having to go along with an adult.
Well, I wouldn't let my daughter up to Dublin tomorrow morning under 16 on her own, would you?
So you think they should have to buy the ticket with an adult ticket?
Of course, yeah, of course you should.
Yeah.
Common sense. Like Paul kind of said, this was being talked about in the pub the other night, we were having a few pints. The same man that was giving off about was booking a holiday beyond in Spain for 8,500 for his family. He was giving off about a fiver.
Right.
Like, come on.
What about you, Tony?
Andrea, it's such a bad idea, I almost don't know where to start. First of all, GAA has a supporter base and a player base, and that is based on attendance at matches. These children, these under 16s, and I was involved with juveniles for more years than I can remember. This is where you develop your supporter base for the future and your player base. And I went with my father, and my children went with me, and they still do, and they're not children anymore. Their children go with them. They go to see the likes of Conor McManus, Ryan Wiley, and Rory Beggan, and all these great players. And that's where they develop the desire to go to matches and to play the game. Now, as regards the cost, well, let's deal with the health and safety. It's a facetious argument. If you want to deal with the health and safety, you don't need to charge €5. You just need to say, when you're booking your adult ticket, please inform us how many children would be taken with us. And the other thing is, it's not thousands of children. It's a few hundred, particularly in league matches in bad weather in the early part of the year. So those arguments are silly. So if you want to destroy your supporter base and your player
base... But is it destroying the supporter base, Tommy? Like, will it really deter that many families from going to Division League one or two games?
Not everybody can afford to go on €8,500 family holiday in Spain. There are people who are struggling. Now, let's take an example. Cork will come to play Monaghan this year, right, in the league. That's a hell of a journey, a hell of a cost. One of my best friends down there will be bringing her four children. That's the cost, plus the two adults, because her husband goes as well. That's 40 years and another 20 years, and feeding them and the rest. Now, there are marginal decisions about any buyer choice in food and going to the match. So if you lose the children, the parents won't come. So now you lose the 40 years. Not only do you lose the 5 years, you lose the 40.
It all adds
up. Whoever came up with this idea hasn't a clue about marketing or developing your player or your supporter base. This is laughable, sort of. And the health and safety is just a ruse to smooth the path of it in. It's so stupid.
Well, they say the arrangement's been introduced after consultation with counties to try and assist with...
But you
with
know what? They need to go back to the counties and have a wee think, because this will do so much damage. And when you go to league matches, I'm telling you, there's not 50,000 people at a league match in the depths of the winter. There's a few thousand of you. Look, I've been at them. Mm. I've travelled to Galway and to Roscommon. I'm looking forward to going down to Roscommon to meeting John's team now in the next few months. I'll say hello to them when I'm down there. But I won't be going on an €8,500 holiday in Spain. I'll be going to the Roscommon match and hoping for a good result. But you get nothing easy in Roscommon.
What, and we'll charge you the fiver extra as well.
what about you, Ollie? Ollie is with us in Mead. What's your view on this, Ollie? How are you?
I feel it was badly thought out, first of all. I have no problem with financial management of any operation, but I don't think the children should be the people that have to pay the price for not being included in the whole programme of football and letting them be part of the club or the county. And that they have their dream, that they can go and see their heroes. And I think that whole GA was built on goodwill, and nobody put the hand out. We built every parish and we built every county, and we're very proud of all that, all of us. But I don't think the great-grandparents who are gone now, great people who built these places, would think much of their grandchildren at under 16 being charged to come in for something they'd done for nothing. And the goodwill that was shown to the GA across the country over the years has built it for nothing. We didn't charge anything. Standing in the car park directing cars or in the stand or wherever you are, you're helping out. And the children have dreams. Children have dreams. And we should not put the size of your wallet on front of a child's dream. And we should have more empathy for the cost of living on families
and be inclusive
of them. And making sure that they know that their kid is important, that we want them coming in, whatever's in your wallet.
But, Andrea, I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you straight out what it is. You have, let's say, my daughters, they want to go and watch the football match. And then the friend that has no interest whatsoever in the football wants to come.
Mm.
And they want to come as well. And they want to walk around the stadium, didn't say this, with a vape in one hand and going... shouting in another and know nothing about football. The ones that want to go and watch a football match and are dead interested in it, they'll watch it and they'll study it. It's the parents that doesn't want to bring their kids but ball them off on someone else and they'll walk around the place.
There's an interesting text in here, Lucy. I don't know if you're still with us from one listener who says, why don't they introduce a sort of a family package or a family bundle of tickets instead, like perhaps charge €25 for up to 6 people and maybe include an adult in it?
You see, I think absolutely that could work, because if what they're trying to do, they need to clarify exactly what they're trying to do. Are they trying to prevent gangs and teens coming together and without any adult supervision?
That's
what it sounds like, right? So, absolutely, I think something like that a family package or something else like that could absolutely work. That could absolutely work. And then that eradicates that issue, but while putting a small cost on the family.
Texter here says, people who support the GAA are anti any type of change. If they offered every child that went to the match €5, they'd protest. In comparison, a takeaway coffee is €4. So it's essentially about €1 more than the coffee. Would people just give me a break? This listener suggests people aren't struggling that much at all. With regards to the GAA, they say this new arrangement has been introduced after consultation with our counties and to assist with event control and health and safety protocols for fixtures that attract bigger attendance. And they also say they reserve the right to extend the charge to other fixtures if there's concerns over stadium capacity. That's Ollie, John, Tony, Lucy. Thanks a million for getting in touch. Tommy Rooney there, our own GAA correspondent with Off the Ball. The number is 087 1400 106 if you have a view on that.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games like blackjack with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.